Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Tune, man, rocking and rolling, you.
Yes, we are loud and clear and live as hell, man.
Live as hell.
We're live,
man.
As hell.
Yeah.
Random bits of words floating through my brain, and I'm just. Fuck.
Shut up, bitch! What's the problem?
What the fuck, Ben?
Tripping over my tongue.
Hey, faithful!
We're gonna have jerky all over our face, man.
Yeah. Dusty Way, there's more to come.
Come on, man.
Yeah, there's a lot more to come.
Yeah.
Who are these?
You should see the cringing has already started for your old pal EZ as another edition of Who Are These Zanes is underway. Welcome in. I'm Eric Zane. Ben Glaze is here. We got Ben.
That's right.
First, we're doing the show, recording it, live streaming it on a Sunday.
Because
the two of us are just so goddamn busy. I mean, seriously. We've got appearances all over the state, the area, people demanding a piece of our time.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just, sometimes you get a little spread thin. So here we are. All right, now, for the audience at home and around the world, it's a very different show in terms of what Ben is reviewing. I sent Ben some production. So what that means, Ben, of course, knows what that means, but the production is like, EZ, when you get off the air from your hot rockin' chiff with you and your partner Cecil with a Y, we want you to do some commercials for various businesses, and these companies would pay like, you know, a very small amount of money to get their every time the thing would play, they'd pay like $3. It was
just
ridiculous. But so I sent you off some old production that I lifted off of a reel-to-reel tape the other day, Ben. Without playing any audio, what are your impressions of what you heard? And considering this is something that's more your wheelhouse, the audio, video, or I should say audio production that a person can make.
Well, it's unbelievable how you were able to do it. Because didn't you have to splice everything together?
No. At this point in time, we were doing a, you know how like on, this is all inside nuts and bolts baseball, but on the editing software that you and I use, you can do multi-channels.
Okay.
To blend it all in. You know how you do
multi-track.
That? Multi-track.
Yeah.
It was that exact thing, but on actual tape.
Okay.
So
we
had an 8-track tape machine.
Oh,
so
nice.
You could do all the shit. And so Adobe Audition was made, the concept was made off of the goddamn tape machine.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, so that's how I made it sound reasonably, you know, good in that regard, but the rest of it is a complete pile of shit. I know that.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, I mean, it is produced as well as you could produce what you were working with. So,
well, the edits are fine. It's just the voiceover and the writing.
Yeah, exactly.
You're dealing with no real ability to produce appropriate voice sounds, I think.
Right.
Is what we're in. So there you go, Ben. Start us off. What do we have to offer this fine group of people today?
The first one is I split it up into three parts because it kind of felt like three different commercials put together.
Okay.
The first one is for Raggedy Ann making an appearance.
Yeah, local band, and appearing at the nightclub.
Now, I tried to research Raggedy Ann. Did their first album come out in 1999? Like studio album?
No, and I saw what you saw too. Oh, maybe it did. Because they did a lot of local stuff in their early 90s, okay. And then maybe they didn't. It's possible. I know that I saw on Facebook they're trying to like get a reunion or something like that going together.
Ah, fuck that.
Of this fucking band. You know, they're all in like their 60s, divorced, right. Broke, homeless, fucked up, dead.
Were they like a hair band or just a rock band?
They're hair. This is 91, 92, 93. So this is all shithead butt rock is what this is.
Exactly. So yeah, it's a commercial for them making an appearance.
It's been far too long, but it's finally going to happen. And only at the Playpen in Downtown Bay City.
Get ready, Tri-City.
Mid-Michigan's largest rock venue, the Playpen, announces the return of Raggedy Ann this Friday and Saturday night.
Oh. Sounds like I have a stick up my ass.
Yeah, it sounds like, when I listened to it the first time, it sounded like there was a lisp when you were saying this Thursday and Saturday night. Sounds like this Thursday and Saturday night. But the more I like tried to like isolate it, I think it's just the recording. When I isolated it, it didn't sound like a lisp there.
Okay,
at all.
Well, maybe there might have been some lispiness in
so
there.
So listen for when you say this Thursday and Saturday night.
Okay, I'm gonna start it over.
All right.
It's been far too long, but it's finally going to happen. And only at the
as if someone's going, God damn it. I've been waiting way too long for this to happen.
Right.
Like anybody cares. I mean, this is the type of show that the only people that would go to it is like family members of the band and hobos just looking to get to warm up inside.
Yeah. Playpen in Downtown Bay City.
Get ready, Tri-City.
Mid-Michigan's largest rock venue, the Playpen, announces the return of Raggedy Ann this Friday and Saturday night.
It sounded lispy to me, too.
Yeah.
This Thursday and Friday, Saturday night.
Yes.
Here they come.
Like they're walking in.
Exactly. And then you could have this. Yeah, if this was video, you'd have them like slow motion walking up to the club.
Slow walk, yes. And listen to this rock.
Oh God!
And then you hear like this effect, and then
return of Raggedy Ann this Friday and Saturday nights to the Playpen in Downtown Bay City. Oh,
so much attitude!
Yes.
Oh no!
And now this is where the first commercial ends and the second one picks up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the audience, what they do is fucking. The nightclub pays for 60 seconds for an idiot like me to do this idiot spot. Yeah. First 20 minutes or first 20 seconds, talk about the first shitty band. The next 20 seconds, talk about the next shitty band or the next limbo contest or whatever the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, it's the next band that's all coming. Right.
So this Thursday night, the Playpen presents Doug Dorr's Rock and Roll Karaoke.
Rock and roll karaoke.
Why did I say karaoke?
is that supposed to be karaoke?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
I think
I didn't even realize that.
I think I think when I actually did that commercial, I remember not knowing that word. I didn't know what it was. I think it was new. Karaoke.
Okay.
And I think it hadn't really gone from.
Can you imagine being the person who paid for this commercial and then driving down? Oh, this sounds amazing. This is real rocking. And all of a sudden it gets to karaoke and they're just like, oh, fuck.
The word saying karaoke as karaoke sounds like some type of fucking disease or some shit. God damn it.
Doors open at 8 p.m. plus drink specials all weekend long. The Playpen. Don't miss Doug Dorr's Rock and Roll Karaoke.
Oh. No.
I didn't even if I had realized that earlier when I was listening to these before. God.
So you heard
that's hilarious.
You heard
I thought it was
karaoke and you thought it was whatever.
The name of the band.
The name of the band.
I thought it was a band.
Hey man, what are you doing? I mean, we're going out to the playpen. Doug Doors Karaoke's. They rock.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought it was.
They're so kick-ass. Doug Doors Karaoke is intense, man.
Thursday night and the return of Raggedy Ann this Friday and Saturday night.
Where else but the playpen?
Okay.
Ladies, coming November 14th, it's America's Ultimate Five. Tickets on sale at the playpen, where rock comes to life and Mid-Michigan comes to play. The playpen.
Okay, I think I said, and ladies,
America, yes,
the Ultimate Vibe. I think that's like a, you know, Beefcake show,
okay.
Where the guys come up and strip, and you know
they take their shirts off. Oh wow,
yeah, wagging their dicks and chicks go, oh yeah, all right, I love it. Oh my god, it's fucking great. I think that's what that was. Oh
okay,
my god.
All right.
Ashley says, I was born in Bay City. Oh, my God. Suddenly, everything makes sense.
She was the one that was wanting the dicks in her face.
Oh, yeah.
I thank God. I fucking love growing up here. My God, I love these dicks. I hate them. Fuck you, dick. I love them.
Oh, yes.
All right.
So... That was clips 1 through 3.
That was just one.
What?
I just paused it. I think.
No, that had to be clips because I split them up.
No. I just paused the goddamn thing.
Oh, are you playing the ones like just what you sent me as full on your end?
No.
It's been far too long, like, but it's finally... Like,
this one is 61 seconds.
Oh.
Like, your first clip was 61 seconds.
Oh, well, then ignore clips 2 and 3.
No problem.
All right. Because I thought that, I split them up.
Hold on. It just kind of worked out where I paused it right at the same spot you would have paused it.
And ladies, yeah. Coming November 14th, it's America's Ultimate Vibe. Tickets on sale.
I got to look that up. America's Ultimate Vibe Show, 1990s.
Okay. Wow.
Ultimate
Bay City
Vibe Show.
Yeah, I wonder if there's like a flyer for it or something like that you could find. Sewing some beefcake, man.
I know. I want to see some dick. All I see is kids. Even better.
What?
Even better. I don't know. All right. Fuck that shit. All right, moving on.
Yes. This one. Wow. This next one is for a strip club with an adult film star coming to town. And boy, oh boy, the sexiness of this ad.
Yeah. You know, when it makes much more sense if you're going to do an ad, in my opinion,
yeah,
for a strip club, a fully nude strip club with a porn star coming, you should have a chick voice this, I think.
Yeah, probably.
You know, because you don't want to be, it just sounds so goddamn fucked up to hear me saying, oh, yeah, we're going to sit, that's right, she's going to spread for you. Oh, yeah.
Right. Sounds very sleazy.
Very bad. Very, very bad, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So there I am.
Very true.
22 years old, wearing my cowboy boots, acid-washed jeans, and sleeveless T-shirt, recording the voiceover for Deja Vu Nightclub.
Yes.
And, sorry.
There's something that in the middle of this clip that stuck out to me and my fiance. Like, she was saying it this morning as I was, as we were just hanging out.
Oh no.
She repeated it. So yeah, I have it isolated, but yeah, just see if you can maybe figure out what I'm talking about.
Hang on a second. I got it. This is Jackie. She's going to,
it's an, okay.
Sorry, honey. I'm podcasting. I can't do it. I'm telling you right now. I'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay.
Bye. Yeah, she would have called like 50 times.
Oh, wow.
No one in my family has the ability to understand that the receiver of the call is not obligated to pick it up if they're busy.
Right. Okay? Yeah, exactly.
Typically, most people in society realize that, he's probably busy. That's not your cue to call 8,000 times.
Right.
Anyway, okay.
The clip that I'm referring to, or the point of the commercial I'm referring to, it reminded me of Tripping Over My Tongue. Oh, no. So just be on the lookout for that.
Oh. Okay, here we go.
Deja Vu of Saginaw knows that we've gotten a lot of rain this past summer. Sometimes rain is bad.
But this Monday through Wednesday,
Deja Vu is...
I'm bringing you good rain. Rain that is good. Rain.
Deja Vu presents rain.
World famous adult film.
I like that beginning, that breakdown. Hey, sometimes rain is bad, but this is good rain. As you know, that all that, it just sounds so...
Deja Vu of Saginaw knows that we've gotten a lot of rain this past summer. Sometimes rain is bad.
But this Monday...
Way to break it down. And then this voice. What's this voice?
Through Wednesday.
Deja Vu is bringing you some good rain.
There's a lot of different
voices. Deja Vu presents rain.
World famous adult film star.
This Monday through Wednesday.
It's going to be a cloudburst of rain.
And Cedar and... Magazine, and films. Now you're live.
You'll want to get drenched by this storm.
Rain this Monday through Wednesday at Deja Vu of Saginaw. And Deja Vu of Saginaw has expanded its hours. Now there's more time to see more beautiful showgirls. Monday through Thursday, Deja Vu will be open from 11 a.m. till 3 a.m. Friday, the party starts at 11 a.m. and runs all day and night until 4 in the morning. Saturday, Deja Vu is open.
Imagine being there at 4 in the morning. What type of fucking grease balls are there?
No, the worst. Okay, that's to me. That's the normal time. Okay. The fact that it's open at 11 a.m. like you and me could be there right now watching strippers when it's daylight.
You're right.
Yeah.
When from 4 p.m. till 4 a.m. and Sunday from 4 in the afternoon till 2.
Oh, all right. So that it ended there.
Yeah, it did. But okay, you probably didn't pick out the clip or the part of the commercial that I was talking about.
It was all bad. To me, any bit of that could be quoted around your house from your sweetness, your significant other.
Okay. The next clip is that isolated.
You'll want to get drenched by this storm.
You want to get drenched by this storm.
It's a lot of, at that time, I didn't even know that squirting existed, but I think that the guy who wrote this, Joe Volk, did.
Yeah.
He was aware that this existed. He's like, oh, yeah, she squirts. You can sit right in front of her cooch, and she's going to squirt your face.
Did she really? Was she a squirter?
I don't know. I didn't even know.
She just went by the name Rain.
I never even knew that was possible until, like, I don't know, maybe 9-10 years ago. I remember where I was when my mind was blown. When I first saw that, I went... I mean, it stands out more than like 9/11 to me.
Was it at work? Was it with the show?
It was. I was like, look at that. What is going on? It's got to be fake. And then they're like, oh, no, it's real. Chicks can do that. I'm like, they cannot. Come on. Life has changed.
I'm one of the people that thinks that it's different than pee, but it's probably just 99% pee.
Yeah, I know. Someone, a physician named Dr. Steve.
Yes.
You know who Dr. Steve is?
I do. From I've heard him on like Jim Norton and Sam Roberts show.
Okay. It was either Opie and Anthony or Jim and Sam actually got a sample.
Okay.
And Steve tested it and it was found to be mostly pee.
What did he do? Just drink it? Is that the test?
I'm not sure.
I think he take the cup and just splash it on his face and then lick his lips.
I think he put it on a slide and like looked at it and tested it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I don't know, but Dr. Steve said it is mostly it's a parlor trick, I guess.
Okay. All right.
So I don't know. I think if you touch a certain part of a woman, it's like a I don't know, like a relief valve or some shit.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to empty the tank quick, you just do one of those deals. So
yeah, do the come hither motion.
It's really not sexual, I don't think. I think it's still a gift in my opinion, but
sure.
It's remarkable to watch. I mean, I watch that, I'm like, God damn it, eighth wonder of the world. Holy shit. Well, anyway, I think that's what I was discussing on that strip club commercial, but I didn't know what that meant. I was very naive.
You want to get drenched by this storm.
Oh, my God.
You want to get drenched by this storm.
And I couldn't sound more like I was doing Hot Wings voice there. You want to get drenched by the storm.
You want to get drenched by this storm. You want to get drenched by this storm.
Ugh. Yes.
All right. I'm going to.
Very good.
Before we move on, I want to see who's with us. Okay. Donna is here. Hi, Linda. Hi, Patrick. Hi, Ashley. Hi, Maureen. Chris. Chris says brunch buffet at the strip club.
Yeah. I actually had food at the strip club one time when we were downtown. When they had Lady Godiva's downtown Grand Rapids.
Okay. Yeah.
And they brought in, I think it was brains or something like that. And I had waffles and it was delicious. Watching chicks strip and eating food.
Ben, this is unavoidable.
What's that?
This comment by Hurricane Ashley.
Okay.
She writes, Tim's always saying, quote, gotta get fresh sheets because you pissed on me again.
Oh, wow. So Ashley's one of the eighth wonders of the world, huh?
Oh, my God.
That's a big revelation right there.
She is notorious for big reveals on this show. Some I ignore. Some I actually, I go out of my way to ignore.
Okay.
This is not one of those moments that I can't in clear conscience keep that from audience members.
Right. That aren't
like
in the
that.
Chat.
No. That is, that's remarkable.
That's wonderful.
Ben says that's wonderful. Congratulations to you. Hey, Ashley.
You'll want to get drenched by this storm.
Yes.
It's like talking about your sister. Jesus Christ. All right. What's next?
Next is the amazing smoker, top smoker bit.
Okay. Yes, I do. I do remember this. Joe said, I have a great concept for comedy. I said, oh, yeah, what is it, Joe? Well, it's a short commercial, not a commercial, but a bit, where two cops, they fight crime by hocking up a loogie and spit at the bad guys because they smoke so much, they've got a lot of phlegm. Oh, okay. And then that's it. There's nothing more to it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's all it is.
I do all the voices. I do.
There's one more voice.
There's one more voice. It's a guy named Craig who he just reads. And it sounds ridiculous because he's not like doing anything animated. So he's just reading it like a straight guy. And I'm the narrator. I'm the bad guy. And I'm the smoker cop.
That's right. Which, how come Joe wasn't a part of this if it was his idea?
I don't know. I wish he would.
That's so weird.
But
yeah.
This was like, because I wasn't on the morning show at the time. There's two other guys were.
Oh, okay.
I was just like a voice at that,
interesting.
That point. And Joe would say, all right, coming up at 7:30 prime listening time on the show today, on our morning show, we've got our A bit. It's and then this was like the A bit of the whole goddamn show.
All right,
here we go.
Some cops fight crime with guns. These cops fight crime with nicotine. They're the smokers. Chain smoking cops keeping the city free from crime. This is their story.
All right, quick, grab the jewels. Let's go.
All right, you guys.
I think that's a little Cecil with a Y voice.
It is, yeah, very much so.
Freeze, police.
You can hardly breathe, copper. You'll never catch us.
Yeah, don't make me play rough, punk. I'm a smoker, cop.
I don't know if I've ever come across a smoker that's been that hacky, like hacking up that much phlegm.
No, it's ridiculous.
It's have a good day, copper.
Save your
fucking gross.
It is.
Now here's the other guy. Listen to the acting on this dude.
Breath, Malloy. You'll never catch it.
Oh yeah.
So wait a minute. He sounds fine. I thought he was a smoker too.
Right, exactly. Yeah, he sounds completely like he's never smoked a cigarette in his life.
Yeah, he's not doing a good job. He's not inhaling or something.
Yeah,
right.
Watch this.
Fuck. Wow, you dropped him with a phlegm ball.
Oh, what acting. What acting.
Yeah, just goes to show you. Don't mess with the cop, especially if he's a smoker.
This was another episode of The Smokers. Cops who use their butts.
Oh, no.
Cops who use their butts. It didn't even make sense to me.
No, none of that. It's just...
like, because you use your spit.
Yes, yes. And, yeah. And there's just a lot of problems with the writing.
I isolated something where it sounds like you're doing Amanda voice, which is pretty
rough. Don't make me play rough, punk. I'm a smoker cop.
Oh, no. Hey! Hey, guys! I'm a smoker and I suck dick!
Yeah, don't make me play rough, punk.
Hey.
I'm a smoker cop.
Hey, guys! Holy
exactly.
Shit.
Yes, that's some great production right there.
Let's see. Chris says, pure comedic genius. Amanda says, I'm definitely not a smoker. It's a joke.
Yes.
Patrick says, the segment is amazing. All right.
I wish we could go back to those Cecil days because that might be my favorite time of radio for you.
I hope to stumble upon some more of that very soon. That would be terrific. Well, Ben, great job. Fantastic work.
That was a lot of fun listening to those. You want to get drenched by this storm.
You go ahead. All right. Now, I pulled material from just a little bit later in the calendar. That is, it was myself and Joe Volk doing the Joe and the Poor Boy show.
Okay.
And we would periodically, we wanted to kind of like cover the Detroit Pistons. They were still a commodity, and a lot of people liked following the Detroit Pistons back then.
Right.
So we actually had a guy on regularly who was from local. Look, so I was from this is Saginaw, Bay City, Midland, and one particular guy who went to the local high school.
Okay.
Had a good college career, and then he got drafted, and now he's on the Pistons, and his name was Mark Macon. Nice guy. And so we actually got Mark fucking Macon on. But the problem is it was all weird because we're talking to him, and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Joe is kind of being a little silly with him. And in my first clip, Joe has a kind of like a funny moment with the guy, but I will not let the joke breathe. And instead of having a laugh, I instead sputter out some question.
Okay.
Damn. First question, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was watching a game the other night, and a lot of trash talking going on. What exactly do guys say to each other?
Okay, that's not a terrible question. You know?
No, not at all. Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't know. I don't talk a lot.
No.
There are plenty of things going on. I guess the thing with you can't hold me and all those types of things.
Of course.
With myself, I couldn't say. I might say hello and how your family doing.
I'm sure a lot of trash talking revolves around the family.
Mark, it was a bit. It was.
I'm sure trash talk revolves around the family. We could have just let that breathe, which wasn't a bad joke.
Right.
This is how I jumped on that. Listen, I couldn't even speak.
Mark, it was an
fucking
sound like me.
Porky Pig.
Mark, it was
I get the impression when listening back to this that I'm nervous and I don't actually have any questions. I'm not listening. Honestly, the only way to do this, if you're ever talking to someone, is pay attention to them and have a normal conversation, and then your questions will come out of the conversation. I didn't do any of that. Here you go. 13 seconds of me rambling.
Oh, wow.
Zero questions asked. And I started this with the thought in mind that I'm going to actually ask a question. Unbelievable.
Mark, it was an impressive win Tuesday night. You guys looked pretty good, especially Joe's three-pointer at the end. That was a foul. I don't know, man. It didn't look like he got hit to me, but we'll take it. I don't know if you saw the film yet on it.
That was so fast. It's like you're hopped up on like four cups of coffee.
Yeah, and it's really disgusting to me. And then I wrote for my fourth clip, but wait, there's more.
Oh, nice.
More rambling with essentially zero questions asked.
Mark, it was an impressive win Tuesday night. You guys looked pretty good, especially Joe's three-pointer at the end.
By the way, back then I would say ick especially.
Right.
It was a foul. Yeah, I don't know, man. It didn't look like he got hit to me, but we'll take it. I don't know if you saw the film yet on it.
Most definitely will take.
Yes, it was pretty good. But listen, man. Now the question I had for you is.
Listen, man. Now the question I have for you.
Against the Knicks, I mean, you guys completely made that team look like a bunch of like.
That's not a question.
No,
Mike. The question I have for you is against the Knicks. You made them look great or bad.
Amateurs. And my question for you is.
Oh no! You're laughing at your question.
When listening back to this, there's a real nervous tick there. Okay. I can't even get the goddamn question out because I got to go.
Right.
When you guys come up flat, like the following two or three games, I mean, how does that play out? Is that just basically being tired and stuff like that? Or, you know, how is that?
So I'm not only asking a horrible question, it's not really a question. I'm giving him options to answer.
Right.
I'm actually doing it all for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it was pretty good. But listen, man. Now,
listen, man.
And my question for you is.
My question for you is.
And my question for you is.
Moving on. Joe is, he has another joke. There's a player that one of Mark's teammates and close friends is a guy by the name of Oliver Miller, who was, he was really chunky. He was a fat, big man.
Okay.
So Joe has a fat joke, which leads to some easy fake laugh.
You're true or false, Oliver Miller is bigger than the average small American car.
That was you?
That was me.
True or false, Oliver Miller is bigger than the average small American car.
The fact that he's asking a guy, his best friend on the goddamn team, how fat his friend is awesome. That's fucking great.
That is.
I do this stupid Fire Marshal Bill laugh. God damn. Very creepy. All right.
That was a good question.
It was a great question.
Yeah. Very funny.
Clip 10, Joe keeps asking rude questions, and I get uncomfortable, I guess.
Uh-oh.
True or false, Oliver Miller is bigger than the average small American car. Mark, don't touch that one, because doggone it.
I'm not going there.
No, you stay away from that. He might pick it.
I like how I laugh at the first joke, and then I get, hey, knock it off.
at practice, right? And you might get lost.
Hey, Mark, I don't know if you noticed yet, but Joe...
my closest friend.
Yeah, well, don't touch it. You're right. Hey, man,
How close can you get to him?
Stop it. Would you stop it? Mark, as you can tell, Joe's the one who, like, asks you the questions that you laugh at and stuff like that.
Oh, way to break it down. What an asshole.
Yeah, the poor boy is the one that's not asking those questions.
Right, yeah, hey, man, I'm the voice of reason. I'm just the one laughing in your fat friend's face. Remember when I did this? I wasn't really laughing there. I'm actually, that's not nice to say that about your fat fuck friend.
Yeah, I was just very uncomfortable. I didn't know what to do.
All right. Let's see. Clip 11, EZ breaks down Joe's involvement in the segment, complete with murdering the word asks.
Uh-oh.
We already heard it, but...
Mark, as you can tell, Joe's the one who, like, asks you the questions that you...
Joe ashes the questions.
Laugh at and stuff like that. Mark, as you can tell, Joe's the one who, like, asks you the questions that you laugh at and stuff like that.
Fucking terrible.
Very nice.
Another great EZ question, clip 12.
The next thing I want to ask you, of course, being coached under John.
Every time I have a question, I always have to set it up with another thing I want to ask you, or
right.
A question I have for you is, instead of just asking it.
Yeah.
It's way annoying.
The next thing I want to ask you, of course, being coached under
Mark Macon's like, yeah, and ask me nothing, motherfucker.
John Chaney.
Okay, this is based on the question here.
Yeah.
His previous coach in college is a guy named John Chaney.
Okay.
His new coach is in Detroit named Don Chaney.
Okay.
For some reason, I want to know the differences in coaching under a guy with the same last name.
Okay. Wow. That's hard hitting.
Oh, shit. All right.
The next thing I want to ask you, of course, being coached under John Chaney at Temple, and now, of course, Don Chaney. What are some of the comparisons between like John and Don? And, I mean, I know how John is on TV and seeing him stuff like that, but you were had it firsthand.
Well, let me tell you, EZ. One is John Chaney, and the other is Don Chaney. They're two entirely different people.
Next, my next coach will be Ron Chaney.
And then Lon Chaney.
I like how every time you go, I want to ask a question, you start asking the question, but then you start filling in more, like you start adding stuff that isn't a part of the question. And it's like he's about to answer and you just keep talking.
It's fantastic. I'm so glad you picked up on that. Let me do that.
The next thing I want to ask you, of course, being coached under John Chaney at Temple, and now, of course, Don Chaney. What are some of the comparisons between like John and Don? And
I could have stopped right there.
Exactly.
I mean, I know how John is on TV and seeing him stuff like that, but you were had it firsthand.
Yeah. Shut up.
He's kind of like, when do I talk?
The next thing I want to ask you, of course...
This is a setup for every one of my questions.
The next thing I want to ask you, of course...
How big is your dick?
The next thing I want to ask you, of course...
How long have you been black?
The next thing I want to ask you, of course...
Do you like white women?
The next thing I want to ask you, of course...
What's the difference between John and Don?
The next thing I want to ask you, of course...
How long have you been black?
Clip 14. Also a problem is how I interject stupid shit while dude is giving an answer.
Okay.
The comparisons that I would go with the cliches, they're almost opposites in terms of the intensity that they show on the floor. They're both great coaches. They're both player coaches.
Yes, they are.
Like I know. Like I have any idea. Yeah, oh, I know.
I've been coached by them.
I played
them,
for both too. They were great. They were great. I love playing with those guys. Okay, this clip 15. This follow-up interjection includes another easy, nervous crutch. It's another.
Okay.
While really saying nothing about Mark's current coach on the Pistons.
And try to go from there.
Uh-huh. And then John, of course, or I'm sorry, Don, Coach Cheney, Don is a lot more mellow and stuff like that.
Oh, it's like I'm giving him. I don't know that. How the fuck do I know?
Right. That wasn't really a question.
Uh-huh.
No, it isn't. You're right. It was just like an interjection, I guess. I was furthering his point, but who gives a shit? I don't play for the Pistons. Why am I trying to act like I'm on the goddamn team?
Yeah, exactly.
And try to go from there.
Uh-huh.
And that's...
And then John, of course, or I'm sorry, Don, Coach...
I can't even get it right. John, Don, Ron, Lon, whoever.
Is that where the comes from? Yes. The fact that you screwed it up?
Probably.
Cheney Don is a lot more mellow and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's mellow. He's mellow. That's a good way to describe him. You must have played for him, Eric Zane. Yeah. All right. This one was kind of weird because out of nowhere, I drop a reference to Wayne Fonts.
Okay.
The former Detroit Lions coach, who at the time was coaching the Lions.
All right.
So I guess people would know what I'm saying. It's just such a weird thing to throw out there. And then I know it's a shitty reference, so I say to Joe, isn't that right, Joe? And listen to his, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Coach Cheney Don is a lot more mellow and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I've talked with him before.
By the way, he just interrupted him. He starts giving me a goddamn answer. Yeah, shut up, Mark. They don't want to hear how you feel about Coach Ron, Don, Lon, or whoever the fuck.
Yeah, they just want to listen to me talk.
Coach Cheney Don is a lot more mellow and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I've talked with him before. He seems like the kind of guy you gather around him while he's telling you a story and stuff.
He's not the high intensity guy in terms of yelling and things. So
kind of like Wayne Fonts, Mark.
I did it again.
Yes.
When it comes to that, because Wayne's a player's coach too, right, Joe?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Poor man.
You're just talking to Joe.
Yes, so goddamn rude. Everything about this most unprofessional thing I've ever heard in my life.
I feel bad for the guy that you're interviewing.
I do too. Shit.
Oh, wow.
I have actually, that's all. Now, that's all of my clips for this week, but I have a bunch more.
Oh, wow.
From the Mark Macon. EZ, Joe Volk, Mark Macon, Detroit Pistons updates for future episodes. I mean,
oh, nice.
Yeah, I saved a lot of them. So that we can go to the well for that. I keep discovering new shit in the archives.
Well, that's good. I like that.
Let's see. Chris says a little laugh talking from the Toon Man. Patrick adds, stop it. Will you stop it? Eric Zaitunian here. Stop it. Will you stop it? Eric Zaitunian here. I guess that's referring to like when Joe was actually being funny and I was like, hey, straighten up. Yeah,
exactly.
Straighten up and fly right. God damn it.
That wasn't me asking the questions. That was Joe.
Oh, so bad. All right. Well, that is going to put the wraps on this edition.
Nice.
Of Who Are These Zanes? And that is... That is 40 episodes now of Who Are These Zanes.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we've been
I'm glad you have so much audio.
Yeah, there's no end in sight. I mean,
well,
I'm just scratching the surface. It's to a point now where I just grab a tape and go, all right, this looks good. I think there's enough to get us to well beyond our death.
All right, nice.
Okay. It is inexhaustible.
And then we could always go back because we'll forget what we have covered.
Yeah, that's true. And by the way, I might as well say this because I have already revealed it once, but this is for the Patreon crowd. So Patreon crowd, don't share this anywhere. I'm trusting you. The radio station that I'm going to in Northern Michigan is called Q100.
Yes, I heard that.
WQON. It's a 60,000 watt radio station, goes from Clare, Michigan to the bridge and lake to lake. Huge signal.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Fantastic signal. I will be on the air playing my own music. They're actually
nice.
This is not run by like a radio company or consultants.
It's
a husband and wife.
And they're
like, remember that show I do called The Insane Asylum?
Yes.
We're going to call the show The Insane Asylum. Not my choice, but I don't care. I don't care what the name of the show
is.
Insane Asylum with Eric Zane Mornings. And they go, we like the music that you pick on that show that you do. So just go ahead and pick all your music. I'm like, okay.
Wow. So that's great.
Very, very rare. So I'm very excited about that. And I'll make the official announcement to the rest of the world in a little over a week when the radio station says, yeah, go for it. But I bring this all up not to talk about it, but you know, that's going to be much more subdued and it's not going to be like the podcast, or at least not initially. It'll never be like the podcast.
Right. Exactly.
But I think someone should review that shit to do Who Are These Insane Asylums? Because there's got to be shit in there that's worth making fun of at some point, I'm guessing.
Right. Yeah, we shall see.
So hopefully. Because
I won't be able to listen live for most of the show, but will there be a podcast?
Well, all that's going to involve is me making a copy of it and posting it.
Right, exactly.
So,
Like, will that be a Patreon thing?
Yeah, that's off the top of my head. I picture that happening.
Okay.
Like,
perfect.
I'll just do the show and run an audio file and then just upload that shit every day to Patreon so you can
awesome.
In raw form. Like, 4 fucking hours of it. Why not?
Yeah. You know? Right. that would be great for, because that's something I would listen to.
Right. So. If you are on the App Store or Google Play, I don't even know if Google Play is a thing anymore. If you can download, however you download on an Android, search WQON. They have an app, and it's not bad.
Perfect.
You can listen to it in its entirety when the show is on from 6 to 10. Okay. That's going to do it for this one, though. We'll get started in just a few minutes with a Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. So thanks for joining us, folks, and we will talk to you in just a few minutes. Thank you, man.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Who Are These Zanes?
Yes.
If you're watching the live stream, it's hysterical because if you're looking at the video image, I'm like up high and Ben's like way down low. It's Ben's showing off his artwork in his man room.
That's true. It's very true.
How was your week of reviewing Benjamin?
Oh, it was great. You gave me like 46 minutes of audio, so there was a lot to review.
There was. I'm hoping we get to all of it because
I don't think we will because I stopped at a good point with 17 clips and some of them are long. The point I stopped at was the perfect point to stop. And then there's like 12 and a half minutes left of audio to review. So everything you sent me.
Let's start there. It was June of 2003.
Okay.
Free beer, hot wings, Eric.
Are you sure it wasn't 2002?
Maybe it was 2002.
I think so.
Tape right here. Yeah, it definitely was. This was actually our second day of broadcast in New Jersey. Yeah. So Ben's hearing a lot of us kind of like, hey, everybody, we're the new show and we're just getting to know you. We played episode one earlier on this in our series of Who Are These Zanes. But
that's right.
What do you have for us, Ben? I take it back. Let's start it all over because I forgot the most important thing.
Oh,
tune, man. Rocking and rolling, you.
Yes, we are loud and clear and live as hell, man.
Live as hell.
We're live
man.
As hell.
Rock and roll karaoke.
Why did I say karaoke?
Shut up, bitch! What's the problem?
What the fuck, Ben?
Tripping over my tongue.
Hey, Faithful!
We're gonna have jerky all over our face, man.
You'll want to get drenched by this storm.
Chapow!
Dusty way, there's more to come.
Come on, man.
Yeah, there's a lot more to come.
Who are these?
All right, here we go. Here we go. Let's start it off with Ben.
Yeah.
And his review from this era of EZ with his old mates, Greg and Chris.
That's right. Yeah, the first thing I have just is the opening to the show for the second day.
Newest morning show. Here's free beer and hot wings.
Hey, good morning. We got to come back for a second day.
That's weird.
It's pretty exciting. It is the new 105.7 The Hawk, where classic rock lives. 20 song free flights every day, 9, noon, and 5. But we're a few hours from the first one of those.
Ugh.
I had to highlight something from that opening right there. I'm sure you cringed at it for the second one.
Hey, man, since you're hanging down there.
Oops. That's not right. Here it is.
That's pretty.
Why? I mean, all he's doing is nicely and politely introing the show.
That's true.
Hey, we're here. Day two. We're excited. Aha! I don't know why I felt compelled to do that. I do it so much. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, the laugh is pretty crazy in the early stages of your radio show.
Yeah, can you imagine a person radio. Who's never heard that, ever heard me? They're like, what? What is? Did they hire a person who's developmentally disabled who just blurts weird shit out? And
yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna play the whole thing again. Just the context of that. What was so funny?
It was morning show. Here's free beer and hot wings.
Hey, good morning. We got to come back for a second day.
That's weird.
It's pretty exciting. It is the new 105.7.
There's no need for it. But yet it's there.
Yeah, so bad. Horrible. Okay.
Yes. All right. Next up, we have introductions, and you have a line out of left field.
The new 105.7 The Hawk, where classic rock lives, home of 20 song free flights every day, 9, noon, and 5. Good morning. We are Free Beer and Hot Wings. I'm Free Beer.
I'm Hot Wings.
Eric Zay, good morning to you.
Where's my Ritalin?
God knows.
Based on that comment, you do need some. Because it was just, I don't know, like I said, out of left field.
Yeah, it's just, I'm trying to. My name's not on the sign. My name is not Free Beer nor Hot Wings, so I'm wacky.
yeah, exactly.
I'm crazy. I need my drugs because I'm wild.
Very true.
Fucking A, what an asshole.
Very true. So then the first time or the first day that you guys were on the air, you did a big surf and turf madness.
Yeah, we're giving away a boat and a truck.
And a truck. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's still going on. So you're explaining that. And then you also talk about your hot neighbor.
Oh, no.
Now, we mentioned this yesterday. This is a pretty darn big deal. $55,000 plus package. That's a pretty big deal.
Oh, yeah.
It is the Free Beer and Hot Wing Surf and Turf Madness. Pretty cool. 21-foot Wellcraft, 210 Fisherman, and that's not all.
No, you've also got in there a 2002 Dodge Dakota pickup to pull the thing around, thanks to Sandstone Route 66 Auto Mall.
Can I just say that that's a fantastic fucking prize? When is the last time? When is the last time you heard of a radio station giving anything more than, you know, a pair of nosebleed seats to the G League basketball game?
Right. I mean, you can come to the remote and spin a wheel and win a CD that nobody wants or a poster for a movie that nobody cares about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's all stuff that like that. And here we are giving away life-changing shit.
Yeah. On your second day on the air.
It was really great.
Yeah.
What color is that thing going to be? I got to get a confirmation on the color.
Is that really a concern for you?
I can't even ask that question without sounding like a douchebag. What color is that thing going to be?
Over a red and silver one.
It's not for you. It doesn't matter what you
want.
Well,
I know. Yeah. I mean, I might end up driving it.
No, I don't think so.
I doubt that.
I don't think so. The only thing missing from that package is the hot chick to go fishing with you.
I got just the girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is this your Russian girl that lives next door?
Yeah.
But you don't even know she's Russian. That's what we learned yesterday.
Actually, there was an incident.
She might be from
Harrisburg,
for all we know.
There's a family problem because her little pinko brat bastard kid.
What the fuck?
caused me undue anguish. Yeah, she does.
Okay.
And I also found out a man who looks like Ivan Drago from Rocky IV.
He must break you.
Yeah. So more on that later.
By the way, everything I said is actually true.
Okay.
And you would think, considering that, I mean, it'd be if they happened to be listening, how easy it would be for them to figure out who's talking. It could
exactly.
beat the fuck out of me.
Right. Especially, yeah, with her big-ass boyfriend.
Yes!
There you go.
I can't wait! I'm so terribly
Remember,
excited!
We update the Russian woman on the 20s every hour with traffic. Yeah, come on.
Traffic news and Russian lady updates all right. together.
Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure the first day when we reviewed it, there was two times that you talked about the Russian neighbor.
Yeah, I talked about her all the goddamn time. And this was at a period of time when, like, the sensibility of myself, even after this, I would talk about chicks all the time with no care in the world about whether or not my wife was listening. I didn't give a fuck. I'm like,
yeah.
Gonna get some pussy. Yeah, I love hot pussy. You know,
at this point, Diana's still in Knoxville, right? So she can't.
That's true.
Hear.
That's true.
Yeah. Let it fly.
But that didn't stop me after she arrived. It's not like I became an angel. I was still an asshole.
That's true.
What a fucking idiot. All right.
All right. So back at this time, Ann Landers is dead. So it's time to answer the letters that she was never able to read.
Ah, that's your clip 4, right?
Five.
Five.
And now is the time that I would like to, along with Eric Zane, answer some of the Ann Landers,
you know,
Dear Abby kinds of things. Because, in case you weren't aware,
for God,
she's
you
dead.
Brought music?
Yeah, she's dead.
Oh, it's good acting. No. Hey, you brought music?
No.
Yeah, Ann Landers is dead.
She died.
Do you need the music? This is going to be stupid.
Yeah. The music is important. Because it suits people.
I want you to read this letter that Ann should have answered.
I don't want to be a part of this.
And we will now answer.
You have to read it, though.
All right, I'll read it.
You can set it up. You don't have to be involved at all in the response because you don't care about people. And you're
how fucking corny is this?
So you don't want to help
it's
people.
It's not our fault that you're a callous SOB. We're going to help this poor thing.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, read that.
Take care
of that. I apologize in advance for the other two's idiocy.
So, that's the formula. We're like the wild cards, and he's the one who reins it all in.
Yeah, he's a straight guy.
Yeah, he's a straight guy.
Dear Ann Landers, my husband's best friend from college is coming into town this week for a handful of job interviews. My husband said he could stay at our house while he's here. I had no problem with this until he told me that his friend would be staying with us for 2 weeks. I think that as a general rule, house guests should never stay for more than 4 days.
Oh.
If they need to be in town longer than that, they should get a hotel.
Oh.
My husband says I'm not being hospitable and that I need to be less rude to his friends. What do you say, signed Shirley and Howell?
Well, Shirley.
Oh, my God.
You're just being a bitch. See, when in doubt.
Wait a minute.
What?
Let him finish.
I'm trying to help.
You callous bastard.
I am trying to help Shirley.
Yeah, it's all me.
Shirley, when in doubt, whenever you have a problem, the best thing to do is to whip out your hoots.
That's not the answer.
Yes, it is, because anytime there's a problem with a husband or any...
Wait, what? Show your tits? Whip out your hoots?
Yep. Man, what man can't be tamed in his anger by a woman pulling out her hoots? Has that ever happened?
I have to admit, I agree with that principle, Howings.
Yes,
that's
okay,
actually
we'll
a pretty
see.
Good point.
Howings
is 100% correct.
Oh, yeah.
And
thank
I
you,
will expand
Howings,
on
you
this.
Know you're right when Zane agrees with
Shirley
you.
That must feel really good. Shirley, you should be open to this. Because, you know, you never know when you may one day be out on the street because you didn't put out for your husband.
Come on.
That's ridiculous. If you said this to my wife, I'd punch you in the face. In fact, Shirley, you should not only let that man stay there for 2 weeks, you should let your husband and him double team you.
Oh, no.
Then go make him a sandwich.
What the fuck is going on?
Put some chili on the side.
Idiot. Shirley, we hope that
you
helps.
You guys are idiots.
And then beat her up.
Yeah, worst exactly. idea. Answering Ann Landers' letters when she died. She's going to come back to life just to beat your ass. We're trying to help people.
Oh, God damn it.
Let them double team you.
Yeah.
And then make them a sandwich.
And then they're going to beat your ass. I think this all goes back to collectively, we had to go, yes, this is what we're going to do. This is a good segment. Read that letter. Act like you're offended by us. And we're going to say crazy shit about her and stuff that if we said today, we'd be fired.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the next one, I don't know, since I have so many, I don't know if we really need it. It's just you guys introing the Wheel of Bad Games. You're going to play Beat the Buzzer, and you guys just kind of give examples of how to play.
Yeah.
And then after that, the commercial break, you actually get to a caller.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want to just skip.
Yeah,
six.
Yeah, we'll just skip that.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, seven is Wheel of Bad Games, and you play Beat the Buzzer with a listener.
Okay.
We got the Wheel of Bad Games on the board today. Deep Purple Scorpions tickets. Pretty sweet prize. PNC Bank Arts Center. I'd like to go myself, but I haven't won any tickets. That's a
lie. He hates bands like that.
Really? That's a great prize for such a retarded game.
It is.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He drops the R word.
Oh, no.
You guys were saying that for a long time in your career.
Right.
Yeah.
I still am.
That's true.
Yeah, it's not proportional by any stretch.
No. I like this game. It is dumb, but it plays down to my level.
Well, the games are called the Wheel of Bad Games.
Yes, I mean,
if they were good games, we wouldn't put them on here.
It's a good
that
game.
That kind of thing.
We don't
Vinny,
give it enough credit.
Vinny's up first. Vinny, you ready to play?
Sure.
All right, we're going to give you a number and a topic. You name that number of things from the topic, you'll be a winner. Like we said, don't overthink it, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Come on, Vinny.
Your number is 5, and your category is kinds of trees. Go.
Maple.
Of course.
Spruce.
Yeah, of course.
Oak, elm, and willow.
Oh, yeah, Vinny!
Time.
I can't believe the first caller won this game. People always melt down in this game and they say, maple, pencil, wall clock, and then they swear and we have to bleep them. Vinny, you're a champion and you're going to see Deep Purple, the Scorpions, and Dio at the PNC Bank Arts Center. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right. That's it.
Yeah.
Short and sweet.
Oh, yeah. God. Very fun.
You know this shit sucks. If we get a comment on the chat.
Uh-oh.
Amanda thinks all this shit is funny. Those are funny bits. That's funny.
They're fun. I like them.
Well, they're fun.
But I don't know.
I think they're fun like because we're reviewing them. But at the time, that's all shit. That's garbage.
Yeah, it could be better. Could be better radio.
It's just dumb. It's fucking hokey. It's I hate that shit. All right.
So Hot Wings at this point still hasn't fully moved into his new place. And so you talk about that, and then you also talk about how your boss is your roommate.
And I'm having a hard time keeping track. 7 or 8?
8.
I'm Free Beer along with Hot Wings.
I'm still sleeping on a raft.
Oh, isn't that fun?
Yeah, I still haven't gotten my
stuff
out of storage. No, yeah. I had some movers lined up last night that were supposed to show up, but of course, as my life dictates, they didn't.
Well, your story is very compelling, Mr. Jackass.
What? You know, these things do only happen to Hot Wings. We'll address that next hour. We're going to do...
I like that. Like,
whoa!
Wait.
Whoa!
What just happened?
Oh, I thought Diana wasn't wearing pants.
No, no. She was wearing pants.
When she bent over right to your right side of you,
yeah.
I thought she wasn't wearing pants.
Oh, she was here to get the dog. God damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Back to that clip, that drop out of It's just out of left field. It's just,
just to help you get to know us a little bit. We're gonna kind of, we're gonna have the other two guys describe the third person.
Oh, that's a good
exercise.
That'll
be fair.
And that'll introduce us.
Eric Zane's here too.
I have a problem because sorry about that. I'm rooming with the boss. My boss is my roommate.
Right.
And he has these cats that this morning the thing unleashed a Topeka stink pickle on the middle of the kitchen floor. And I stepped in it with bare feet.
That's a lie.
Did it nearly fall? Was it slippery?
I slipped and I left it there. I let him clean it up. Okay.
That was a lie?
Well.
You made that up?
Yeah, I didn't step in cat shit. The cat's box was full.
Okay.
So they were, it was almost, that's like abusing a cat if you don't clean their litter box.
Right. Yeah.
And they're going to fuck your place up. Well, they had already done that, but no. The place smelled like cat shit and cat piss, but no, I had lied there. That was stupid.
Okay.
Anything for a dumb story.
You interrupted to tell it.
Yes. Hey, oh yeah. Hey, sorry. God. Oh, so bad.
All right. So, here's another introduction. Freebeer's doing when you're coming back from break, and Hot Wings is just a dork.
We are the Freebeer and Hot Wings show. I'm Freebeer along with Hot Wings.
Well, hello to you.
Thanks, Andy Cap.
What? Okay, so I'm glad that we picked at him about it because that's actually pretty
funny. We are the Freebeer and Hot Wings show. I'm Freebeer along with Hot Wings.
Well, hello to you.
Nice voice.
Okay.
All right. So the next one, idiot of the day, basically. You guys just, I don't know if you want to play that one or move on.
Is there anything like really bad in it? Or is it just the idiot of the day?
The very end, there's a laugh from you.
Okay.
I have it highlighted if you just want to play the laugh.
Okay, here's the laugh. Oh, God. Oh, God. So bad. How long is this clip?
It's the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show, Idiot of the Day.
All right. Today's idiot. Somebody notice a pause there? Anybody notice that?
No.
Who? No, I didn't notice a thing. All right, here's the deal on the idiot of the day. This is a segment we do because you need to know that these are the people who could be driving in the lanes next to you. These are the people that make all of our days longer with their constant stupidity. These are people that don't need a license to have children. These are the people who help you give birth.
All right, I can't take it. What's the next one?
So number 12, this one's great. This one I loved. Freebeer realizes that you are making fun of his puker voice.
Oh.
And then he has a huge puker laugh.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We are the Freebeer and Hot Wings show. Glad you could join us. I know we're brand new and you're tuning in. It's been all music. We appreciate you joining us, giving us a chance. Hopefully you'll tell a friend and they'll tell someone else, and hopefully you'll be telling them good things.
Yeah.
That would be the point. One other thing we're trying to do this week is give you a chance to get to know us, because obviously it's three guys. Sometimes it's hard to tell us apart.
Get to know us!
Get to know us.
Chance for you to sniff our butts. Here we are!
When you do that voice, are you impersonating me?
Oh no. Yeah, I didn't realize he was self-aware that he does that. Because of the three of us, I mean, I do force shit, too, with the all that stuff. But right, his every word is dripping. My words, how do we, he does that.
You and Hot Wings, it's just your normal voices. You're just having a regular conversation.
It took the longest for that to stop.
Right.
He did it all well into Grand Rapids that he was, and here he is picking up on it.
No,
your dumb
because
voice
if we're going to impersonate you,
to get to know us.
Because normally you say something dumb, and then I...
Like yesterday when I said big man on
campus.
We had a guy on
from, I think it was Brick, who said that when he had won the prize, you called him the big man on campus.
And I fully acknowledge that was a dumb thing to say.
I'd ever heard.
Yeah, even him just saying that, it sounds pukery.
Oh, yeah.
In my life.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever do it again, you're fired.
Yeah, that laugh he used to have when he was doing puker voices.
Yeah, I think that laugh is not as bad as his belly laugh now.
Oh, yeah, true.
I can't. And he does crazy. He laughs so goddamn hard over something that no one else is laughing at. If Maitland says anything, he laughs. I want to fuck you.
Because they're stone, man.
Yeah, I know.
Stone to the bone.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. Yeah, yes. Sorry. Taking edibles. Allegedly. Yes. So next up, you guys are going to describe each other for the listeners. So, like, you'll take turns describing each person.
Yeah.
And the other person doesn't really have a rebuttal and doesn't describe themselves.
We're going to take each of us out of the loop and let the other two describe what that person is like. Because I could describe myself, but odds are it's what I perceive and what the world perceives are two different things.
Yeah, because you think you're the world's greatest human.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. And you're an asshole.
No, I don't. That's not true.
You couldn't describe yourself.
I think relative to you guys, because I think you're a couple of a-holes.
There you go. He means it, too.
And then the next one, I just did your Woody the Woodpecker laugh.
I lost 14. Okay. Oh, so
yes. Asshole. Now, this is where it gets to what I was waiting for and what the listeners were probably waiting for. And it's a great place. It was a great place for me to stop reviewing the audio. The next three clips are describing Free Beer, Hot Wings, and then you. So it works out perfectly.
So
they're a bit long, but
do you think we should save these or we should play them?
We could, depending on how we're doing on time. I know yours is like 3 minutes long.
Let's start it out. Let's go with clip 15.
I'm gonna go first. I want you guys to describe me first.
With pleasure. Oh, you want to go first?
Yes.
With pleasure. Why do you want that?
Hot wings? You
I'll
want
tell
the
you
honors?
Later. Oh,
start off.
Right.
Start off, and I'll kind of pile on.
All right. He says, "I'll tell you later." What is it?
Well,
it's like the old days.
So typical. All right. Well, for one, he's demanding and always wants his way.
Oh,
I need to go
no.
first. And the thing
do
is,
me first.
He can.
Oh, shit.
He'll want to do something, and he could, like, for example, if Buzz Aldrin was in here to talk about flying to the moon.
Yeah.
Greg could give his insight on it, and he was an astronaut.
No. Yeah, go ahead.
And if Greg wanted to give his insight on it, if Buzz starts talking, Greg would not let him finish and would want him to do it his way. It has to be done his way. And if you don't like it, he sits there and pouts.
Oh, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
No, that's not true. But go ahead.
And you're a woman.
Oh, no.
Yeah, these are hitting close to home.
I would describe that now about him.
Yeah. Right. Oh, totally. You're a girl. Totally.
Oh, fucking shit.
You know, Beer here had gotten himself a Isuzu Rodeo Sport. Four-wheel drive, big chunky
car tires.
No, I mean, it's a cool little truck, you know. But he won't do anything with it. He had gotten it, and I said, he was parked into a spot, and all he had to do was drive over a three-inch curb.
There was no reason to drive over the curb.
A three-inch curb, and I said, drive over it. You know, I've done that in a Grand Prix before. You know, he's got this truck, and I go drive
That's
over it. He goes,
you're
well,
stupid.
I don't want to ruin it.
No, it's because you're a wuss.
Oh, Beer, you are a wuss. There's no question.
I played sports to prove my manhood. I don't have to drive over a four-inch curb.
Yeah, but you sucked in sports.
You're critical.
I did not.
Well, that's you.
Okay. Wow, that was all ridiculous. I'm surprised he didn't fucking lose his shit as he got older. If we had said that shit about him when he's like 45 years old, he'd have had a goddamn heart attack.
I'll listen back to it later.
Oh. All right.
All right. So then, the next one is describing hot wings.
I'll start. You mind?
Yes. Go ahead.
To describe hot wings. Hot wings is smart.
Thanks.
But thinks he's smarter than everyone else.
And he's not. I am. No,
you
not.
Think you always know the answer.
I do. You think that's a problem. He's slow. He's a slow-moving person. And I'm not mean he's like, he can't figure anything out, even though he's not as smart as he says he is. He just moves slow. Like
right.
when he's putting
his
key in the door, it takes about 10 minutes.
Right. The first date with my wife, where she met Hot Wings and his girlfriend at the time.
Right.
We leave the restaurant, and my wife says, this is my girlfriend at the time, says, your friend Chris,
He eats slower than anyone I've ever seen in my life.
He does everything slow.
I just savor the food.
Hot Wings says, it's so annoying. We want to leave. The fuck face has like two bites out.
Never been wrong.
That's true. Off of the plate.
Never been wrong.
No, yeah.
Thinks he's the best driver, but I've had more near-death experiences with Hot Wings.
And you know why he's a bad driver?
I know.
He's a bad driver.
What I hate about this is we're all kind of trying to talk at the same time and shit.
Yeah,
it's no one's letting it breathe because we're all trying to, you know, bust shit out and be part of the bit.
Because he can't make up his mind about anything. He goes to change lanes. It takes him 10 hours.
And I can't do anything without yelling. Everything is, I'm always agitated. I'm always mad.
Or is it change lanes?
No, you know what makes me a good driver? Because it's near misses.
No. You're terrible. The thing is, Hot Wings will stay in that fast lane knowing he's got an exit. It could say exit, quarter mile. And he'd still stay in that left lane. And then when somebody wouldn't let him over, there's the son of a bitch.
There you go.
Not him.
Right.
Well, that's true. And finally, the classic Hot Wings line. He's a classic underachiever. I could have done that, but I didn't really want to. I can't tell you how many times in the 12 years I've known.
Fucking settle down, everybody. God damn it. Can't we just breathe?
I've heard that line. You know, I could have, but
I just didn't feel like it.
I didn't. Why not? I don't know.
So what's next? So we're done making fun of each other. We can move on.
No. Eric Zane's next. You are lined up right square in the crosshairs.
Great. Yours will take the longest list.
Yours will take till 9 when we kick off the 20 song free flights. We have every day 9, noon, and 5 on the new 105.7 The Hawk, where classic rock lives.
Okay, and he's out.
Yeah.
Thank God it's over. You notice how when these little clips end, how, you know, your anxiety just the silence makes me feel so much better every time, because it's so coming in all these different directions, these crazy ass obnoxious voices.
Yeah, it's jarring, definitely. Yeah. Especially if you don't know who you guys are.
I mean, we're just, you and I are just having a conversation listening to clips. If we were doing this in the style of them right now, we'd be just yelling at each other. Oh my God! It would just be absurd. It's not even something you can replicate if you try.
True.
All right, you got one more, right?
Yeah, it's yours.
Okay.
It's free beer and hot wings describing you. It's a pretty long one.
And Eric Zane, jack of all trades.
Is this the time of the show when you guys are going to make fun of me?
Shut up, dummy.
Absolutely,
yes,
it is.
Yep.
Okay, now what's interesting about that is, I was playing the drop.
Right.
So I set the drop up but the drop doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
I guess it does if it's talking to me.
I guess, yeah, but you didn't really say anything stupid.
No, it's.
And Eric Zane, jack of all trades.
Is this the time of the show when you guys are going to make fun of me?
Shut up, dummy.
Absolutely,
yes.
It is.
Yes, it is.
It is absolutely the part of the show.
Free Beer has taken it, and Hot Wings.
Well, it's actually a personality thing so that we can get acquainted with the audience. They know who's who does what, who's on what.
We're trying to help the Honk listeners know what to expect from each of the three of us.
Right, right.
Well, okay. Go ahead. Fire away.
All right.
Go ahead. Bring your best.
All right. Eric Zane, prone to overreaction.
Hell no, I am not.
Oh, God. God damn it, you asshole.
Yeah, okay. How many times have you gotten fired because of it?
Twice, three, yeah, all right, four times.
That's fine. It's quite a few more now.
Funny, because the next thing on my list is most likely to get fired.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's fucking great.
For real. Look at that. Most likely to get fired.
Well, exactly. You know what?
That actually made me laugh. Holy fucking shit. It hurts. It hurts. It hurts and it's funny at the same time.
It's right. Like a great baseball manager. You got to be lively. You got to be tough. And you got to just find your right spot.
Mm-hmm. And stupid. You got to be stupid, too.
Hopefully, I'm here. I haven't offended anybody yet.
No.
That's right. But you're tactless. Yeah. Also, going along with those other lines, Eric would like to go back to a time where every problem could be settled with a fist fight.
That's true.
A duel in the desert.
A sword fight, perhaps.
We often say that Eric has two forms of expression, rage and silence.
that's pretty much it. He's either quiet or mad.
Maybe three, rage, silence, and stupid.
Yeah. Oh, that's true, too. Because,
wow, what a big laugh.
The thing is, Eric tries to sound smart, but he's not, so he just makes himself sound stupid.
No, I will example.
Well, for instance, we were having a little discussion last week, and we were just talking about things in general growing up, and he said, well, you know, when I genuflect on my life, and of course, the word he wanted was simply reflect, but he said genuflect, which is
I don't even know what that means.
And the thing is, you're Catholic. You do it.
I do?
Yes.
When you...
What is
it? Church, don't you
That's when you take a knee.
Kneel down and do the cross in the aisle?
Yeah,
why the hell do they call it genuflect? Why don't they just call it kneel down?
That's what it's called when you kneel down.
If you can't be at least mildly interesting, then shut the hell up.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, what's the need for that?
Yeah, it's another example of just the inability to understand. I mean, because I know what the drops say, okay? Right. But I'm still hitting the button at a time that's not appropriate.
Yeah, true.
That's what I'm talking
about. So bad.
I think what best defines Eric, one of the things that best defines him, though, he's so busy. He's got three kids or two kids and a third on the way.
Uh-huh.
Yep. You got your wife. You do a lot of the cooking, a lot of the cleaning. You guys say, I'm the woman on the show.
Yep.
Yet he still expects deviant, dirty sex from his wife for the very first time because they've never had anything other than missionary, as best we know.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Good thing Diana wasn't there.
Yeah, he never gets it anyway.
Right. I know it. Gosh darn it.
And your car looks like it's from Beirut. I was driving with him the other day, and he's got kids, of course. But they're not in town yet, and you still haven't managed to clean the car because all over the front seat, it was terrible. I had to get out immediately. It's just covered in fingernails and boogers.
Oh, no.
Although I'm not sure that those were the kids.
That's so disgusting.
Those actually might have been Eric's, though.
It's my fingernails and...
Notice how Hot Wings got fingernails and boogers out correctly.
Yeah.
Unlike Free Beer later on in the show.
Yeah.
Not this one.
Yeah.
It says...
fingers and booger nails.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, boogers?
You damn right. I'll put those boogers anywhere I want.
That is disturbing. All right, so I bet you... Did you notice there was not one compliment that whole time between the three of us?
No, well, none of us have anything nice to say.
We like each other, but there's... You know, we like each other enough to know that we can call each other stupid morons who are girls.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I love you guys.
It's the new... Don't say that. It's the new 105.7, the Hawkware Classic Rock.
All right. Yeah. Ryan writes, Zane's voice in this era is absolutely unbearable.
Oh, wow.
He's right. He's right. It's I hate myself. That is, man. Thank you. I have to thank you for that because to me, that's work to have to sit through that shit. But you love it. You actually enjoy it.
I do. Oh, yeah. All these eras. Yeah, they're all fun. None of it's there's no dull listening, which is nice.
All right, I'm gonna pick apart mine now. Going back to the episode where we were interviewing the basketball player named Mark Macon, and we're continuing with that. And so, a lot of this is I don't know what, but why I'm doing this or how this even comes to be, but all I want to do is ask him a question, and I never really ask questions. I just kind of stumble and stammer on and, like, compliment him, and it's not okay. There's, like, no question at all, and it sounds horrible. This I would say this was 1996. Here we go.
Okay.
We're glad to see you in Detroit because, you know, of course, the local thing. We'd like you to see you stay around. It's been a kind of an exciting year for you, of course. You've been getting a lot more minutes. It seems like there's a lot more confidence in your shot and things like that than when you were at Denver. And the defense is just outstanding for you, man.
Yeah, there's no question there.
No, and you sound like a nervous doofus.
Yes. Everything's like, God damn. I wrap up the interview with more doofus talk.
All right.
With an invitation to Mark to this guy Mark Macon. He's from Saginaw, and so I thought, hey, perfect opportunity. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Right.
And I think at the end of this, he probably was thinking, does that guy want to have butt sex with me?
Okay.
Well, man, since you're hanging down there, of course, for the season, when you get when the season gets done, I don't know if you head back up here, but we got to have you in the studio once or twice.
Okay, no problem.
We could have a little party and stuff.
We could have a little party.
We could have a little party and stuff.
We could have a little party and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And that whole, hey, Matt, everything's, you know, painful. I have to spit everything out. It makes you sound eloquent on X's and Bros.
Damn, that's fired.
Easy gives a message to Mark Macon to tell rookie Grant Hill.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Hey, and tell Grant that if I see his mug on the face anymore on any more commercials, the guys, Mark, when are you going to do a couple commercials for us?
Okay.
First
of all, if I see his mug on the face.
That if I see his mug on the face.
I think that's a free beer. I think that's fingers and booger nails.
Or challenge a guy who hits in the cup with the face.
Yes.
That if I see his mug on the face.
That's supposed to be see his face on the TV or mug mug on the TV, meaning his face. But no, we got.
That if I see his mug on the face.
It was weird because I just blurted that out. I go, yeah. Grant, tell Grant if I see his mug on the face, commercials. Do you do commercials?
Yeah, it's so weird.
Hey, and tell Grant that if I see his mug on the face anymore on any more commercials, the guy said, Mark, when are you going to do a couple commercials for us?
God.
He just took an exit off the highway right there.
I just... post interview. So now we would record these, and I think that I just happened to save the material that went on off of the air. So this is that. So the interview ends, and then this is what Mark hears, but the audience doesn't hear.
Hey, Mark. All right, super. That was great because we taped that, so.
Way to tell them that after the fact, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to use it coming out of the can here in the next break. But
we're going to use it coming out of the can here in the next break? I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Me neither.
Because I think, because you could refer to a recording as we have it in the can.
True.
But I've never heard anybody say we're going to use it coming out of the can.
Yeah.
I think I'm really nervous talking to this loser basketball player that no one's ever heard of.
Yeah, you sound like it.
I don't think I need any more information from you, but we'll just call you next week at this time. Are you on the road next week, Tuesday, do you know?
I don't know.
Get there really early, okay?
Okay.
Get there really early to practice. On your way to practice, buy some deep heat, okay? Mm-hmm. Put it in Dumar's jock.
Where did Joe come from? How come he wasn't there for the interview?
I left him out for most of it,
just
so we can highlight my stupidity. But I like how he has a joke, and then this happens. Dude, come on. So the next week comes around. Yeah. I call Mark and wake him up.
Oh, nice.
He has forgotten that we're doing the show.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Mark. Is this Mark?
Yeah.
Hey, Mark. It's Joe and the Poor Boy from Z93 in Saginaw.
You know what? I almost forgot about you. Hold on for a second.
That's okay. Hold on.
Hello.
Hey, man. How you doing?
All right, all right.
Yeah, you said you almost forgot about us, but doggone it, you didn't.
Oh, what?
Oh, he so did.
He absolutely did. He only remembered... Yeah.
He sounds so soft-spoken. He sounds like Steven Seagal.
Yeah, he really is laid back. And here I am.
You ready for another grilling?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Hey, man, great win last night. You guys look good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Had some ups and downs, but that's a team you should beat, and it's good to see you're doing it. Absolutely.
Again, never a question. I'm just like talking with a guy who doesn't give a shit. And is not going to answer any questions because I'm not asking him one.
That's true.
Perfect example is this. I always would set him up for things and ask him things that he may or may not be aware of.
Okay.
So if I had any ability, I would know in advance whether or not he knows what I'm about to ask him. It turns out he does not. Carl Malone, the mailman, had just injured Dikembe Mutombo with an elbow. It happened all the time during his career. He was known for that, and I'm well aware of it. But listen to how I address it with him.
Okay.
He doesn't have any idea what the fuck I'm talking about. And then I continue on, and then I've already given the answer, but I ask him the question anyway. It'll all make sense.
Okay. Hey, I was going to ask you, man. You saw what Carl Malone did to Dikembe, didn't you?
Actually, I did. I don't know if was that Carl Malone's elbow?
Okay, so he doesn't know. I could have just said, all right, no problem. We'll go on. And he has no fucking clue.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, he, of course, a past history, whether accidental or not. Now, what do you think about that?
Because, yeah, laughs. Very nervous. I'm like, I'm so uptight. I'm like,
He's like I said, he's been doing that a lot for a lot of years. He's done it to a few of our guys. Of course, he did it to Zeke in past years. You know, does that happen a lot?
Okay. I just gave numerous examples of how he's been doing it his whole career. And then I asked this guy, does that happen?
Right.
So fucked up. Does. Yeah, you just said it does, you fucking asshole. That's not a question.
Now,
there's that.
Now.
And finally, I have taken all my nervous sputterings and and put them into one short clip.
All right.
This is the Eric sputtering, stammering, spurting, laughing supercut.
But now.
Oh, God damn it.
Great.
Wow. Now, that's all I have, Ben.
Okay.
But,
all right.
My God. Chris says you invited him to your pants party.
That's true.
Chris refers to it as a classic word scramble with a mug on the face.
Yeah.
And just an absolute pile of shit. That's what we can go on there. 41 episodes in the can, Ben.
That's right. Yeah. Next week, we'll pull something out of the can.
Yes. Next week, we will. Now, you looking forward to next week. We're on a beautiful every other week cycle with 1 week, yeah. Who are these Zanes? The following week, who are these Freebeers? You indicated to me that there was something that caught your eye that is worth reviewing.
Yes, I already have the segment that I'm going to be pulling clips from.
Something about a paperclip? What?
Yeah, where would you hide the paperclip is what it's called.
This is some type of riddle or something? What's going on with our heroes?
No. You have 1 hour to hide a paperclip, and then a detective has 24 hours to find it.
Do they? Okay.
Where do you hide the paperclip?
So that's what they're asking each other. Hey, where are you going to put your paperclip?
Yep.
All right.
So stupid.
What do you have to say to people who suggest that whenever we post these shows of Who Are These Free Beers, you get people say, you know, they're living rent-free in your head.
I saw you just posted one, and that's the first clip first comment that somebody made was rent-free in your rent-free tenants in your head.
Yeah, I can't talk them out of it. I can't.
No.
That's all that they suggest every single time. It's all I want to say is, it's like, do you know how much fun it is to sit there and pick and make fun of it? It's not fun to review it, but it's fun to actually do these shows.
It's fun to point out just how, I guess, stupid and pathetic the show has become. It's just, it's like you're, what's the phrase? Limp into the finish?
If not, you just made one up.
Yeah, they're just mailing it in.
All right. Fantastic. I appreciate the time. We'll regroup and bust out another edition of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. So that is all for now. Thank you, everybody. We'll check you out next time.
Hi, I'm Andy Staples from Andy and Ari on 3, and another 5-star quarterback just entered the transfer portal. That's what college football is now, a nonstop adventure. And we cover it every day. At Andy and Ari on 3, whether it's the transfer portal, the college football playoff, the coaching carousel, you name it. And guess what? It doesn't stop even when the season ends. So join us every day, Monday through Friday. New episodes drop at 3 p.m. wherever you get your podcasts.